We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Lamed Gimel. We're in the middle of discussing the topic of Sfira Soimer as it relates to our discussion here. Again, based on Torah Ayin Beis in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'zeh Shetilso HaToiro Mitzvah HaSfira B'Shabbos. Based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand why the Torah defines this mitzvah of Sfira Soimer by the boundaries of Shabbos. Kemoy Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Usfartem Lochem, you will count these 49 days, Mimochoras HaShabbos. It's going to start from the day after Shabbos, and even though it doesn't mean literally Shabbos, it means the first day of Pesach. The Gemara explains why it calls it Shabbos. But it says you'll start Sfira from the day after Shabbos, and you'll continue counting ad mimochoras haShabbos, until the day after Shabbos. In other words, 49 days complete until Shavuos, which is defined as the day after Shabbos, even though it doesn't mean literally that. Sheva Shabbosois Tmimois, 7 complete weeks. So the question is, why is the Torah making a point of connecting Sfira Soimer to Shabbos? Ki ikar koyach kedushas hadas v'machshava shehu b'chinas mitzvah Sfira hu nimshach mishabbos. The main holiness of a Jew's brain and the ability to think in Torah, in holy things, which is what Sfira Soimer is about, as we discussed in the previous year, we receive that from Shabbos. Why? Because the 6 days of creation are referred to as days of work. That for 6 days you will do work, your work. The seventh day is Shabbos. The main work of a Jew in this world is sorting out things, sorting out the good from the bad. That's the main malacha of a Jew in this world. And refining, constantly refining, like when you're mining gold, the gold first comes mixed with all kinds of other stuff, and you have to refine it and refine it to extract from it the gold. So too, a Jew in this world, the world is a mixture of good and bad, and we have to search for the good and try to extract the good from the bad. There's a pasukim, toitzi yokor mizoylel kefi sihye. Hashem says, if you'll succeed in being able to bring forth good, something precious from something cheap, Hashem says, you'll be like my mouth, you'll be like what I'm doing. Ve'ikar kol habirurim heim al yedei birur hamachshava. And the most important separation of good from bad is taking place in the thoughts of a person, in the mind. Dahainu al yedei b'chinas anal, as we discussed in the previous year, al yedei sheshoimrim hamachshava kechut asayra mimachshava ischutz vehirhurim. By a person guarding their thoughts, their mind, and being able to stay focused and to avoid even a deviating a hairline into treif area, into thinking unkosher thoughts or extraneous thoughts. Shezehu ikar birur kol hanitzutzais hakdoshes. This is the most important way that we help extract sparks of holiness from within the tumah. All these Sifrei Kabbalah explain that as a result of Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas, as a result of the Shvira Sakelim that took place when Hashem originally created the world, as a result of all sins, what happens is holy sparks get thrown, get dumped into the domain of the Sitra Achra, of Tumah. The Tumah captures these sparks of holiness and lives off them and gains strength from them. And the avoid of a Jew in this world, when it's possible, is to search, to go on a search, to search for those holy sparks that are found within the domain of the Sitra Achra, and to rescue them, to extract them from the Tumah, and restore them, bring them back into the Kedusha. Bibachinas. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, you should know that the main place where this battle takes place is in the brain, in the thoughts. That's, a person would say, what is a thought? A thought is nothing. You can't touch it. A thought is everything, as we'll see in 1 second. That to the degree that a Jew is fighting this battle and trying not to allow his brain to go into wrong areas, bad neighborhoods, and to keep it focused in a good area in kosher town, to that degree, he's involved in these birurim, in rescuing, sorting out these sparks of kedusha. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, and this is a very famous quote, kulhu b'machshava isbariru. Everything becomes nisbarer, gets sorted out in machshava. So machshava is a very, very, very important thing. There's a story with one of Rav Nosson Zal's students whose wife had miscarried several times and she became pregnant and suddenly she wasn't feeling well. And he went running. This was Reb Nachman Cherin Zal, one of the great Talmidei Chachamim Tzadikim in Breslov. He went running to one of Rabbeinu Zal's grandsons, who was a tzaddik, in fear, telling him, oh no, I'm afraid it's going to happen again. She's expecting again, and she's starting to feel pains, and it's not the time. So he reassured him. Rabbeinu Zal's grandson reassured him, don't worry, it's going to be okay. And then he added, but make sure to be careful not to think any negative thoughts. Not to think, chas v'shalom, that she's going to miss. Because he said, Rabbeinu Zal taught us that thoughts are very powerful, and especially you, you're a Talmud Chacham, your brain is even more refined and more powerful. You have to especially watch your thoughts, because thoughts can kill, chas v'shalom. Thoughts can do all kinds of terrible things. There's a famous expression in Yiddish, tracht git vet zayn git. Think good and it'll be good. And there is something to that about a person avoiding thinking negative. What if? Or maybe it's going to go. Nothing like that. Especially lo aleinu chas v'shalom, if somebody in the family is very sick or something like that, to try to stay focused, not to think the negative thoughts. On that note, there's a few people that are close to us that need refuahs. We dedicate the learning to a refuah for David ben Miriam, Chaya Sorobas, Chaya Liba, B'soich Shar Choyli Yisrael, all those that need refuahs. V'zeh Bechinas, the young boy that we saw fall in the mikveh today. Hope he's going to be all better, Mitzvashem. V'zeh Bechinas, this is what the Pasuk says. Va'amalei oisoi ruach alikim. Hashem says, I will fill him. This is Bezalel, who is going to be the one to build a Mishkan. I will fill him with the heavenly spirit. B'chochma u'betvuna u'bedas u'vechol malocha. I'm going to give him brains and brains and kol malocha. What's kol malocha doing there? Rav Nosson Zal explains, and this is very important. Shehein b'chinas hadalid moichin. The four items that are listed here, chochma, tvuna, das, and kol malocha, represent the four brains, spiritually, the four aspects of the brain. Kimavura bahatoyra hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 72 in Likutei Moran Tanina. Nimtza, we see here, shekoyre hamoya hadalid kol malocha, that the fourth aspect of the brain is referred to as kol malocha, all work. Ki shom ikar hamalocha v'ha umenus shel hodom bozeh hoylam. Because that's really the real work and the real craftsmanship of a person, the real talent of a person in this world needs to be applied. Where? He's going to explain now. And this is important because this comes up in Sfarim many times. We see the Sfarim speak about Gimel Moichin, the three Moyachs, Chachma Bina Das, or Keser Chachma Bina, and yet in some places it seems to refer to four. And here Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify it. Ki klal ha-moichin heim gimel. Because in general, when we speak about the moichin, they are three. Sheheim Chachma Bina Das. Ach, however, lefo'omim nikroim dalid moichin, sometimes in different places in the Torah, they're referred to as four moichin, machmas shehadas kol mishtayim, because of the fact that das is actually a combination of two, Shehim Bechinas Chasodim Ugevurois. Das is a combination of Chesed and Gvura. Ve'elu Hamoichin Mevuorim Beposuk Hanal. And these four Moichin are explained in that Posuk, where it says, Va'amalayoisoi Ruach Elikim, I'll fill him with this heavenly spirit, Bechochmo Ubetvuna, Shehim Chochmo Ubina, Ubedas Ubechol Malacha. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ze Bechinas Moyach Hadas Shekolu Mishtayim. The Das and Kol Malacha refers to Das, which is a combination of two. Sheze Bechinas Uvedas, the first one, which is the term Uvedas, Shehu Bechinas HaChasodim Shebedas. That refers to the right side of Das, the aspect of Chesed of Das. Shehin Bechinas Das Stam. When we use the term Das, we're referring generally to that side of Das, the Chesed of Das. Kihem Iker Hadas. That's the main Das. But however, the term Uvechol Malacha that's used there, Ze Bechinas Moyach Horevi, that's the fourth aspect of Moyach, Shehu Moyach HaGvurois Shebedas. That refers to the Gvura of Das, Shehu Bechinas Uvechol Malacha, which the Pasuk refers to as Kol Malacha. This is your entire job. This is your entire work. Kishom Iker Ha'umnus V'Hamalacha Shel Kol Adam. Because that's where the real effort and work of every single person is supposed to be focused. Kize Yodua. Because it's a known item, She'ikar achizas ha-sitra achra hu bebechinas gvurois v'dinim. That whenever we talk about the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, we're always talking about Midas Hadin, the left side. It's the term sitra achra means other side, which means the left side, which means gvura. All of those things, the Yetzer Hara, sitra achra, suffering, all of the problems, all come generally from the left side. Exactly. V'al kein, shom bebechinas moyach hagvurois, shom ne'echozen hamachshovois zorois shel ha-sitra achra. And therefore, in that left side of Das, that's where the Yetzer Hara operates. That's his arena. That's his ballpark. That's where he's trying to generate all kinds of bad thoughts for the person to think and dwell on and be hurt by chas v'shalom. Sheshom Iker Habirur. That's where the main battle takes place. That's where the main effort of the person to search, to each thought being generated, good thought, I'll take it. Bad thought, no thanks. Keep it. Hold on to it. Not interested. Veshom Iker Hamilchama. And that's where the main battle field is for a Jew to stay focused, to keep his thoughts only within kosher. V'alkein nekroim uvechol malacha. That's why this gvurois of Das, this left side of Das, is referred to in the pasuk by the term bekol malacha, kishom ikar hamalacha v'ha'umnus shel adam. That's where the real work and effort of a person is, lihizoher b'machshavtoi, to guard his brain, lenakoisa uletahara mipsoilis, to clean it and purify it from chas v'shalom, from dirt, from all kinds of bad things. Kemoi habal malocha, just like a craftsman, an artisan, shemezakech umetaher es hakli, who purifies and cleanses a vessel, v'choitech umenaser sofev hakli, he cuts around, he slices, he sands it down, all around the keli, kol hamoisrois v'apsoilis, all the excesses, all the parts that are not needed. Kedei lohitzi kli lemaseyu, in order to produce the keli he's trying to produce. Kemoikein, similarly, tzrichen lezakech es hamachshova, a Jew has to purify his brain, his thoughts, ulegareish hamoisrois v'hapsoilois shemachshova, and to discard and reject the waste, the excesses of the brain, Kedei sheyihye kli muchan lekabel nefesh ruach uneshama degdusha, so that the brain, my mind, should be a vessel that's pure and able, capable of receiving the different parts of the soul, the nefesh ruach neshama, k'moy shemavakshim al zeh bekama tefilos. As we ask for Hashem regarding this in many tefilos, when we put on tefillin in the morning, we say shehaneshama shebemoichi im shar chushai vekoychoisai kulam yu meshubodim lavaydos yisborach. That the soul which is in my brain and all my other senses should all be devoted strictly to Hashem. They shouldn't go into other places. V'zeh b'chinas kol meleches ma'isa bereshis shehoyu b'sheisha simeya ma'isa. And this is the whole concept of creation, whereby Hashem created everything in the 6 days. V'chein kol ha'malochos sheha'oda ma'isa b'chol yoyim y'sheisha simeya ma'isa. And so too, this pertains to all the work that a person does during the 6 work days. Ki kulam hein b'chinas birurim. Because everything that Hashem created during the 6 days of creation and everything that a Jew does during the 6 days of the week is birurim. It's selections. Sorting out good from bad. Making choices, decisions. Do this, don't do that. Pick this, but invest in this, don't invest in that. All the different decisions and birurim that a person's making. Levarer nitzutzois me'imke aklipois. Whereby our main goal on a spiritual level is that we're trying to sort out the sparks of holiness that are found within the domain of the Sitra Achra to extract them from there. Ki yodua, as is known in Sforim. Ve'ikr habirur, and one of the most important ways that we accomplish this is al yedei kedushas hamachshova, by keeping our thoughts holy and clean and pure. Al yedei sheshoimeres hamachshova kechut hasayra, by guarding the brain from the tiniest deviation of going offline, chas v'shom. V'zeh ikar malachtoi shel hodom. This is the main work and effort of a person. B'chinas va'amalei oisoi b'chochmo tfun uv'chol malacha. This is what all your work is about. V'zeh b'chinas. Now you'll understand a pasuk in Chumash. Mashikosu b'yosef hatzadik kishaboli deni soyoim. The Torah says that Potiphar's wife kept trying to take shots at Yosef HaTzadik, one after another. Every time she had an opportunity, she tried to get him. Until the Torah says, one day, Vayovoi habayso lasois malachtoi. Yosef HaTzadik came home to do his work, lasois malachtoi. And there's a debate in the Gemara. Rashi HaKadosh quotes both opinions. One opinion is that he came home to catch up on his bookkeeping, because all the other guys were praying. They went to their houses of prayer, and he had a day off because he wasn't on their day of prayer. And another opinion says he came home because he was preparing to do malachtoi to engage her, the wife of Potiphar. Ki ikar hamalocha v'ha'umnus shel ha'odom bozeh ho'ilam, because the main work and craftsmanship of a person in this world, hu lamoid benisoyin, is to pass tests, to engage the Yetzirah, the Satan, in battle, and to win, to pass the test. V'ho'ikar, and out of all the tests that a Jew goes through in this world, ho'ikar b'tayva hazois, the most important test is this one with women. V'ho'ikar, and in order to pass that test with women, where does it start from? V'ho'ikar al yidei shmira samachshova kechut asayra b'chol pam. It all begins in the brain, in the thoughts. If a person controls his brain, then he won't go anywhere near the test. But if he allows himself in thought to go into that place, he has no idea how quickly the Satan operates and drags him from thought to speech to action, and boom, how did this happen to me? How could such a thing happen to me? Ve'ikar ha'koyach lahatzliach b'malachtoi b'gashmiyas uveruchnias b'chol sheishes im ha'maisa tzrichin lekabel mishabes koydesh. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, the main ability to succeed in everything a Jew needs to succeed in this world, begashmias, parnosa, health, and baruchnias, navodas Hashem, we draw it from Shabbos. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, ki minei mizborchen kol shito yoimin, that from the Shabbos, all 6 days of the week draw their blessing, their bracha, their prosperity, their hatzlacha from Shabbos. We say it in L'chadoidi, ki hi mekoyer habracha. Shabbos is the source of all blessing. Hainu, ki Shabbos hu bechinas shvisa v'naicha. Shabbos represents complete rest. Bechinas menuchas hamachshava, where the brain comes to rest. Bechinas yishuv hadas, a person is able to think clearly. He's not being shot at every second by the cell phone and the this and the that. Boom, boom, during the 6 days of the week, he's getting shot all around him. He's taking bullets, taking shots. He's running, he's on the treadmill all week. Shabbos, everything shuts down and quiets down. Quiet goes to a screeching halt. All the bilbulim of the 6 days of the week. And a person can achieve yishuv hadas. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 23, al mei menuchos yenahaleini. May Hashem lead me by the waters of solitude, you know, peaceful waters. Bechinas, hatzadik ho'emes, hazokin shebigdusha, shedaitoi miyusheves tomid, ve'enoi tzorechoid shum milchomo im hamachshavos. This represents the greatest tzaddikim who have succeeded. They have won the battle totally already, and they don't have to worry. They don't have to engage the Yetzer in these battles anymore. Dogfights, you know, of the Yetzer trying to bombard them with these kind of thoughts. They're past that. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, besovei daito shokit v'shokich, that in elderly people, their minds, their brains are quiet and peaceful. Those young people are running and run. The older a person gets, hopefully in a good way, they mellow out. Calm down, take it easy, slow down. Umishom tzorech kol echod lahamshech al atzmoy kedushas hamachshava. And it's from Shabbos that each and every Jew has to try to draw upon himself a holiness of the brain, lamoid keneged kol hamachshavos rois, to be able to stand up to the bombardment of all of those bad thoughts, beshev va'al tase, by doing nothing, not by engage, not by fighting them, just stop, not interested. Step on the brake, turn off the ignition. Finished. I'm out. Kimi shemistakel al hatzadik hoemes. Because a person who looks at the true tzaddik, vafilu im einoi zeicher rak l'estakel b'sforim hakdoshim, and even if the person isn't zeicher to see the tzaddik physically, but he's zeicher to look at his holy sforim, be'ein ho'emes, with a truthful eye, looking at it honestly and recognizing how special it is, hu yochoi lohovi his b'inenus amiti b'liboi. That person can draw a true high level of understanding of Hashem into his heart, laham shechalatzmoy kedushas hamachshava, and to draw upon himself the ability to think only in holiness, al yedei etzoysof hakdoshim, through the holy advice of the tzaddik, lekaimom beemes ubepshitus, by fulfilling his advice honestly and with simplicity. Ad sheyizke lebechinas kabbalas haTorah, until the person will be zeicher to receive the Torah, which is b'Shavuos, on the holiday of Shavuos, meaning shehu lahamshich biurei haTorah, meaning until that by looking at the tzaddik, we said that turns on the person's brain to a level where the person can be zeicher to biurei haTorah, new clarification of Torah or new revelations in Torah. Through which the person can experience the concept of the dead coming back to life even while he's living. Because again, we said life and death is especially in the brain. And the person gets such a charge, such a major charge for his brain that it's like a tchias ameisim. And this is why the pasuk says, Usfartem lochem mi mochoras haShabbos. That where does this count begin? Where does this purification process begin? We said that the 7 weeks of Sfira are pure time for purification, especially the machshava. Where does it begin from? Mi mochoras haShabbos. Shehu Pesach, which is there it's referring to the holiday of Pesach, the first day of Pesach, Shekol Kedushosoi Nimshach Rak Meri'yas Pnei Tzadik, whereby the entire holiness of the holiday of Pesach comes from looking at the face of the Tzadik. Because we explained earlier, Pesach, they had not yet received the Torah. So the Moichin could not come from there. Where did the Moichin come from? V'roacho v'somach b'liboy. Remember? Aaron HaKoyin looking at Moshe Rabbeinu, and all of Klal Yisrael looking at Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki oz lo'i kiblu adayinus ha-Torah, because at that point they had not yet received the Torah. V'alkein oz b'Pesach ikar ha-Kedusha, ikar hisnoite tzu samoichin ha-Gdoylem shekiblu oz, Hakol ha-yorak al yedei b'chinas riyas pnei tzadik. And therefore, on the holiday of Pesach, the main holiness, the main activation of the brain comes from looking at the tzaddik. Just like the Torah says, Shalosh pamim bashana, three times a year, Yeroe kol zechurcho es pnei Hashem. Every Jew should go see Hashem's face. What is the face of Hashem in this world? The face of the tzaddikim. They have upon their faces the light, they reflect the light of the Shekhinah. Umishom mitchilas hasfira, and it's from there, from the beginning of when we count the Omer, shehu zikuch v'tahara samoichin, when we're going through this purification, especially of the brain, ad mimochoras hashabes hashviyis, and this continues for 7 weeks, till the day after the seventh Shabbos, which is Shehu Shavuos, which is the holiday of Shavuos, Shehu Kabbalas HaTorah. That's when we receive the Torah. Ki al yedei zeh zoichin leKabbalas HaTorah b'Shavuos. Because through these steps, by looking at the face of the tzaddik and having him turn our brain on in a way that we can use it properly to think only, to focus only on thoughts of Kedusha, not to go into bad places, and we go through this during that 7 week period, we're building ourselves up, getting better and better and better at it, till we arrive at our final destination, which is Kabbalas HaTorah, to actually receive the Torah, which is on Shavuos. Shehu bechinas biurei v'chidushei Torah shemamshichem b'koyach hatzadik. Shavuos refers to the explanations and revelations of Torah that one is zoichet to by seeing the face of the tzaddik. So this is the process that starts on Pesach and is completed on Shavuos. Paragraph Lamed Dalet. V'ze b'chinas ma she'oimer ha'yemenupo b'shloish esrei nofe. Now we'll understand also why the Gemara tells us that this particular korban, this omer of barley, they sifted the barley 13 times to refine, more refine, more refine, more refine. They kitzrichen lezakech uletaher ulenapes es hamoyach bekama vekama birurim ad sheyizdakech heitev. Remember, the barley here represented animal food, the koyach hamedame, the demyonos in a person's brain, the fantasies, the nonsense. We have to sort that, we have to sift that 13 times. A person's brain has to be refined and further refined. When we look at a tzaddik and we wonder, like, I wonder, like, how is he different from me? Like, what did he do? And the answer is, this is one of the things that tzaddikim do. They purify and repurify and repurify and filter and filter. You hear in the news today, all the talk is about Iran, Yamach Shemam, preparing for an atom, uranium, you know. And you wonder, what these nuts talking? What do you do? What do you mean? You take the uranium, you put it in the thing, you pull the trigger, and you blow every... What's the big deal? And people don't know that when you study the sciences, you know that in order to make something serious, it's not bim-bam. It takes processing and a process and a process, and it could take a year, 2 years to refine and further refine till you get to that thing that you need, that when this thing, when you light this thing, it doesn't blow up a person, it blows up a city or a country. Lahavdil, lahavdil. When we talk about our brain, when you want to talk about a brain that's going to be ready to receive Hasogas Elokus, to receive prophecy from Hashem and things like that, here also, There is refinement after refinement after purification and further purifying and that has to take place. V'zikuch hamoyach b'shlemus nikra b'shem nofer. Purifying the brain to perfection is referred to as nofer. Where do we see this? In a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says in chapter 5 in Pirkei Avos, Arba midos b'yoshvim lefnei chachamim. There are four types of people who sit in front of a rabbi. There's four kinds of students. Sfoig, umashpech, mishameres, venofer. And the Gemara is talking about students who listen to what's being taught and they have the ability to sort out the good from the bad. You know, it's to discard the chaff. Like, let's say sometimes when a teacher wants to teach something, they give an introduction, a major introduction, but the introduction is just to prepare you to be able to understand the point that the teacher wants to get across. Sometimes the introduction takes 15 minutes, sometimes it could take a week, but the goal is to get to the piece of knowledge that you want. So if a person tries to retain the whole introduction sometimes, they're not going to have enough room in the brain for the... So there has to be a process. A real good student is one who, as he's listening, he's understanding and he's processing. He knows what to hold on to and what to let go of, what to retain from each and every thing that's being thought. So the Mishnah there gives four examples of this. And the Mishnah says, Nofe shemoitzio es hakemach v'koiletes es hasoilis. That Nofe refers to a student who lets go the kemach. The kemach he lets fall, and he retains the soilus. This is referring to a sifter that's so fine that it retains only the finest part of the flour. That's called soilus. It lets go the less fine parts. Umevor bepirush Rashi v'shar meforshim shebechinas nofe hi hameula shebaarba midos. That of the four categories listed there in Pirkei Avos, sfoig, mashpech, nofe is the highest level. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in the commentaries on Pirkei Avos. Kize Iker, because this is the most important thing. Likloit Bahamoyach es hatoiv vahazach, that the brain should be able to absorb and retain that which is good, that which is pure. Shehu b'chinas soiles, which is represented by soiles. Velitchois hashar lechutz, and to reject, to get rid of the rest, to drop the rest. And this is why the Gemara tells us in Menachos, page 66, that the Oymer Soirim was sifted 13 times. Keneged Shloishesre Midois Shatoira Nidreshes Bohem, corresponding to the 13 formulas that we use to understand the Torah, to derive the knowledge of the Torah, the wisdom of the Torah. We put it through these 13 formulas in order to be able to derive what Hashem really wants us to do. Shehem klal ha-Torah. Those 13 formulas represent the entire Torah. Shetzrichen lekabel b'shavuos, which we want to receive on Shavuos, al yedei mitzvah so'omer, through the preparation that we're doing, which is bringing this Korban Omer and counting the 49 days. Ki kol hayud gemo mito shatoran resben heim b'chol odom u'v'chol zman. Because these 13 formulas that are used to interpret the Torah, to understand the Torah, apply to each and every individual Jew at all times. Ki ikar ha-Torah hu ha-Maiser. Because we know that when we talk about Yiddishkeit, the most important thing is not learning it, it's doing it, it's practicing it. Practice what you preach, practice what you learn. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Loi ha-medrash shua ikar ela maisa. Learning is not the main thing, it's fulfilling. V'alkein tzrichin le-maisa, dahainu kiyum ha-toira, kol ha-yudgim omidois. And therefore, in order for Jew to be zoiche, to get to a level where he will fulfill everything in the Torah, he needs all 13 formulas. Ki tzrichim kama v'kama eitzois lamoid keneged ma shetzrichim lamoid. A person needs all kinds of advice in order to be able to stand up to his adversary, to his opponent, to the Yetzirah here. V'chol ho eitzois ho amitiois v'hatmimois shenimshochem midivrei hatzadikim amitiim, And all the true, pure advice that we receive from the true tzaddikim, kulam klulim b'shloishesre midoy shatora dreshes ben, are all included in these 13 formulas that Hashem has given us by which we derive, by which we interpret and understand the Torah. Interesting that in this week's parsha, Parsha Zvoera, which is this week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's engaging Hashem and he's trying to get out of it, Hashem is trying to convince him to go take the Jews out of Egypt, and he keeps trying to get out of it. At one point, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, if the Jews aren't going to listen to me, then how's Paro going to listen to me? So Rashi HaKadosh says this is one of the 13 Kal V'chomers that's mentioned in the Torah, in the written Torah. One of the examples. We see Moshe Rabbeinu employing this formula of Kal V'chomer in knowing how to discuss with Hashem, how to debate Kaviyochel with Hashem in this case, which was all being done for the right purpose. Moshe Rabbeinu's intentions were pure 100%. Shehem nimshochim mibechinas yud gimel midoy shel rachmem. And we know that the 13 formulas by which we interpret the Torah, they draw their holiness from Hashem's 13 attributes of kindness. Shehem bechinas tleiser tikune dikna, which are the 13 tikunim of the beard. Shegila horashbizal, which Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai zal revealed. Shehem sairois kedoishois hadidikna, these are the holy hairs of the beard. Sheshom kula rachmim v'chesed, which referred to, the Gemara says, when Hashem appeared to the Jews on Har Sinai, he appeared as a zokein mole rachmim, like an old man in a white beard full of kindness. So that the beard in this sense represents an incredible high level of kindness. V'heim koifin u'machniim kol hadinim hanechozim b'sharei hasairos. And it's the white hairs of the beard, it's the holy hairs of the beard that subdue and defeat the midas hadin, which is found in the other hair, in the hair on the head and the other places. Hainu, Shashem Yisborach mashpi aleinu al yidei hatzadik emes, shehem bebchinas tikun edikna kadisha, bebchinas zokein molei rachmim, shehu mashpi aleinu al yodom eitzois kedoishois veneflois, hanim shochem misarois kedoishois elyoinois. Hashem shines down upon us via the true tzaddikim who represent this midas harachmim, this holy beard. Hashem is mashpia via these tzaddikim advice, the advice that we need, which comes from these holy hairs, mibchina sarois hazoken, from the hairs of the beard. She'elu ho'eitzois klulim b'yud gemul midoy shatora dreshes b'hem. This advice is all included in these 13 formulas that Hashem has given us by which to interpret and understand the Torah. She'al yodom zoichen la'achfoyo dinen shebesarois, through which we are able to subdue and defeat and lessen the power, the midas hadin, that's found in regular hair. Dehainu, legareish ulevayar kol hamachshava isrois, which means, we explained earlier that the hairs represent the thoughts, and the negative hairs represent the negative thoughts, which means to chase away and to eliminate the bad thoughts, hanechozim bahasairois, which are attached to the hair, lahachniyam ulevatlam, to subdue them and to eliminate them, ulahachriach hamoyach sheyoshuv lemachshavos ksheirois utohoirois, and to force the brain back on track, to go back to thinking kosher thoughts, pure thoughts, al yedei koyach hasairois hakedoshois sheladikno kadisha, through the holy hairs of the beard. Shemishom koyach kol ho'etzois amitiois vatmimois, that's the source, the spiritual source, from which comes forth all true, pure advice that a person needs, lamoid kenegdom, to stand up against those bad thoughts, b'shev al taisa, by simply not thinking them, by simply disconnecting, unplugging my brain from there and attaching it elsewhere, period. To a person who's hearing this terminology for the first time, it sounds strange. But the more you learn Sifrei Chassidus, Sifrei Kabbalah, these terms, the picture is made clear, Kaviyochel, the picture that we're given of Hashem Kaviyochel, despite the fact that we know Hashem has Ein Loi Demus, there is no physical form or shape to Hashem whatsoever, but terminology that the Torah uses by which we can relate to Hashem is the Midos of Hashem, which are referred to in this kind of terminology. The hair, the beard, the right side, the left side, the chasodim shebedas, gvuri shebedas, all of this, as you learn more and more, it becomes clearer and clearer. Paragraph Lamed Hey. V'ze bechinas lag boimer. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain one of the very, very important, significant holidays of the year. There are people for whom Lag BaOmer, there are religious places that you would go to where Lag BaOmer is no big shakes. They simply don't say Tachnun. They follow the halacha. They don't say Tachnun in shul. But otherwise, you wouldn't know it's any different from any other day just about. When in reality, those who are willing to open their eyes see that on earth, on the planet earth, the largest gathering of the Jewish people is not the Olympics or the Super Bowl, but it's Lag BaOmer. And it's growing from year to year. In recent years, it's up to about 500,000, 700,000 Jews that converge on this small town. It's not a city, it's a kfar. It's called Kfar Miron, where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal is buried to celebrate this Yontif of Lag BaOmer. And in Likut HaLochis, there's about 15, 20 places where he discusses and explains what the big deal is. In the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Arizal, the great tzaddikim knew that it was something very, very significant and taught a lot about it. In the Sefer Tamei HaMinhogim, they have about 30, 40 pages on the topic of Lag BaOmer, showing how the great tzaddikim celebrated it and how significant it is. This is one of the places where Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us a little bit of insight on it. V'ze b'chinas lag boimer, shehu b'chinas eid hagal hazeh, kemuva b'kavonois. The Arizal says that we see a remez to this holiday in the Chumash. When Lavan and Yaakov finish doing business, and Lavan says, let's make an agreement, let's make a, you know, some kind of a final agreement so each one of us knows where we draw the lines and everything, how we do business together. And they set up a pile of stones, and Lavan says, Eid Hagal Hazeh, this gal, this pile of stones, will serve as testimony that there's peace between us, that there's an agreement between us. And the Arizal says that this is a remez to the union of Lag BaOmer. The Torah says there that Yaakov Avinu referred to it as Gal Eid. The place was called Gal Eid, Eid Hagal, and Lavan called it by its Aramaic name, Yegar Sohadusa. Hainu, ki Yaakov, shehu b'chinas kedushas klal Yisrael, tzorech laso is Gal u'matseva. Yaakov Avinu, who represents the holiness of the Jewish people, has to set up a barrier, a marker, that there should be mechitzois mafsikois b'moichoi, there should be walls up in the brain, bifnei hamachshovois rois v'hirhurim haboim yasitrachra, to stand up against the bombardment of bad thoughts that are coming from the sitrachra, mibichinas Lavan Hoarami, who is represented by Lavan. Lavan means white. Lavan represents the brain. The brain is referred to as whiteness. Levonoin is called Libuna de Moicha. The brain is referred to the white matter of the brain. There's an aspect of Kedusha, the good thoughts of the brain. And then there's the Sitrachra. There's the Lovon Huarami, who tries to bombard the brain with bad thoughts. Ki as Sitrachra hi bechinas Lovon Huarami. Because the Yetzahara is referred to as Lovon the trickster. Shebo biramos godoil. Who comes with all kinds of shrewdness and trickery and in order to try to trap a person in their traps, to ensnare us in their traps. Every time Rav Nosson Zal says the word Vo'ikr, no, you need to know he's putting tremendous emphasis. Vo'ikr, the place where the Yetzer Hara works the most, is Be'inyan HaMachshavoy Shebamoyach, is regarding the thoughts that pass through a person's brain. Sheheim Misnaklim Al Hodom Bekama Vekama Genevois Veramos Varmimius. The Yetzer Hara plays with a person with all kinds of trickery and shrewdness to get into the person's head, to get certain thoughts into a person's head, ad shepitom yoytzei moichai chutz l'shita, to the point where suddenly the person finds that their brain went off track, v'choyshev machshovo is chutz, and the person is thinking terrible thoughts, bad thoughts, actual thoughts of sin, ma shechoyshev rachmona litzlan, what he's thinking, kasher yodea ha'odam benafshoy, as each and every one of us knows very well how the Yetzer Hara railroads our brain, and the person doesn't, it starts, the person's thinking about, I wasn't thinking about it, I was just thinking about this, and then suddenly this led to, and suddenly veer off course and go into junk, total junk. Bifrat, Mishahu Baal Machshava, especially a person who has a fleeting mind. Baal Machshava is a person who's always thinking quick and his mind is always racing, you know, from thought to thought. Shehu Mido Ro Ma'oid Ma'oid, which is a terrible, terrible problem that some people have. This is one of the 24 things that can prevent a person from doing tshuva, kemuva b'shulchan aruch, as is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Rab Nosson Zal writes that he had this problem when he came to Rabbeinu Zal, that he had this problem of Baal Machshava, that his mind was always racing quick and running in all kinds of directions, and it was a tremendous, tremendous effort to stay focused, to keep it on track. And all of these bad thoughts are given this nickname, Lovon Huarami, Shemelubon Beresha. They're whitened with, they appear to be white, they look white, but they're full of rishus, evil sin. Kamashikosu Bemedrish, as the Medrish says, Shal Shem Ze Nikra Lovon, that's why he was called Lovon, Hainu Shehu Malbin Horishus Kol Kach, he whitened his evil in such a way, Ki'ilu Kvar Nikba Boze, as if, the, you know, he whitens the evil so much to convince the person as if it's part of me. Ki'ilu Ein Shum Derech Lihimolit Misham Chas V'Shom, as if there's no way to escape from this. Kasher Nidme Chas V'Sholom, Lebenei Hanurim. Rab Nosson Zal says, as we find many young people, teenagers or people who are young, this is what they think. When they find themselves suffering with this problem, they think that there's no way to get rid of it, it's part of me. Bifrat lahabalei machshavos, especially people who by nature are always thinking and fantasizing, that kind of thing. They think sometimes that it's impossible for them to stand up against these bad thoughts. However, the truth is that that's not true. Ki hamachshava beyad ha'odom tomid, because a person's brain is in his control at all times. Ubechut ha'saira, Yochoy lihinotzel b'shev al taisa mikol mine machshava yisroim verhurim, and with the tiniest move, it takes a flick of a switch, mamish, the tiniest move that a person can rid him, can disengage from all of that junk. How? Al yidei sheyate daitoy lemachshava kshera, by simply tugging on the reins. The horse went off track, give a slight tug on the other side, and the horse goes right back moving in the other direction. The brain, just placing the brain onto a different thing. Looking at the ceiling, looking at how many light bulbs there are in the room. Doing whatever it takes to attach your mind to some other thought other than the bad thought that it was on. V'zeh b'chinas Yaakov shehoylech be'orma im lovan huarami. And this is why we find in the Torah something unusual. We know that these rabbis, the religious guys, are usually supposed to be pretty straight. And we see Yaakov Avinu, every move is with Orma, trickery. Ki ochiv hu beramos, k'moy shamar chazal. Because as the Gemara points out in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel, that Yaakov Avinu informed Rachel Imenu right away, as soon as he met her, your brother Lavan Harami, no sweat. We'll play the game. He wants to play the game. He wants to be Ramai. Watch. Hainu shebechinas Yaakov, shehu kedushas Yisrael, boireach mi Lavan Harami. Yaakov Avinu, who symbolizes the holiness of the Jewish people, escapes Lavan Harami. Dehainu mi machshava Yisrael's bad thoughts. Rak besheva al taisa, belishum malacha. Without firing any shots. No fighting. Just no thanks. You want to fight? I don't. No battle at all. Not fighting at all. I'm somewhere else. My head is not in that place. My head is somewhere else. V'ze b'chinas v'yignoiv Yaakov eslev Lavan Harami. And that's why the Torah says Yaakov Avinu stole the heart of Lavan. Ad b'lihigid loy kiboyreichu. By not telling him that he was leaving. He didn't say, have a nice life. He just took off. Yaakov Avinu took off without making any declarations, no statements. V'ze b'chinas ma shekosav Rabbeinu Zal. This is what Rabbeinu Zal says. She'gishaburchin mehamachshava yisrois. That when a person is being bombarded by these kind of bad thoughts and he wants to escape, yelech ledarkoi b'ma shehu choshev machshava yisrois. The person simply sneaks away. He walks away by simply switching lanes. He goes into the other lane, the good thoughts. V'lo yistakel l'achoyrov klal u'klal. And not looking back at all whatsoever. Ignoring it completely. Not, wow, I just thought, nothing. Forget about it. Forget what happened a second ago totally. That your brain was in the toilet. Not nothing. Just forget it, ignore it. And just now your brain is in a good place. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in the first half of Likut Imran, chapter 72. V'zehu b'chinas v'yignoiv Yaakov ad b'lihigid lo yishu b'yreach. This is what the Torah means when it says that Yaakov Avinu stole. He snuck out, he escaped how? By not saying anything. No hurrahs, no big statements, just out the door. Because if a person tries to debate with these bad thoughts, if a person tries to engage them in any kind of battle, any kind of discussion, and he starts discussing with his thoughts, and he wants to convince them to leave him alone, that's like somebody who tells the guy who's pursuing him, chasing him, let me escape, allow me to escape. The guy won't let him escape, the guy will go chasing him stronger, go after him even stronger. Whereas the truth is, the main eitzah is, to run away, to go your own way, and not to look back at all whatsoever. Not to give it a second thought whatsoever, what you were thinking about and what you... V'levli litoin imoim klal. Not to get into any shaklavitaria, no discussion. Just disengage. I'm out. Period. Shezeo b'chinas v'yivrach Yaakov. That's what it says. Yaakov ran. He didn't discuss. He didn't say to Lavan and I, let's have a meeting. Let's talk about it. No talk, nothing. Out. Vayignoiv Yaakov eslev Lavan Harami. He tricked Lavan Harami. Shehim hamachshava yisrois ad b'lihigid loy kibareyachu. By not saying that he was leaving. Just leaving, period. She'enoi magid lohem shebareyach mihem. He doesn't say he's leaving. Rak b'yreach letumoy ledarka. He just turns around and he's off. And this is the way that a person can save himself from the grip, from the steel grip of these bad thoughts. Gam, in addition, vayignoiv merumos shelefa'omim mizgabrim hahirhurim v'machshoves kol kach ad shekosho levroach mihem letoich toiro utfilo udvorim shebigdusha b'shum oifen. Now Rav Nosson Zal makes a very, very important statement that this term vayignoiv, that what we know, stealing, that's not a word that you use usually for Yaakov Avinu. Rav Nosson Zal says the word vayignoiv here is a remez that there are some times when the Yetzirah is bombarding a person with these bad thoughts and the person gets involved a little bit, and to be able to go from there into Torah or into Tefillah is impossible. He can't make that jump. It's too big a jump. It's impossible to go from the cesspool into the Gemara or into davening, into till in one shot. What does the person have to do at such a time? Something fun. Something, say, eat an ice cream. Jump, you know, play ball, whatever, some form of entertainment, some form of what people would call, what religious, super religious people would call, mili d'shtusa. Be'inyonei tzchoik, ukeyotzei, kedei lefakeach daitoi lefi shoa, in order to air out his brain for a short period of time, ad yavor zam hashetev shalom achshavos, until the tsunami, the flood of machshavos. The Yetzer was taking a big shot, heavy artillery, shooting at him, and he wants to get away from it. He can't dive straight into the Beis Medrash. What does he do? He dives into the pool. He dives into a chocolate bar. Whatever is going to disengage, he's going to unplug from that garbage can that he was in. He's going to get himself out of there. Once he's out for a period of time, then he'll sort out to see where he's going, if he's ready to go sit down in front of the Gemara or something else. Ki ein hayetzahoro motzui elo l'shaitoi. This is an incredible, important statement. Because the Yetzahara has a time limit. He can only punch a person so many times. Hashem gives him 12 minutes, 6 minutes, whatever it is, that he can swing with everything he has. And then he's finished. Then he has to leave. Vazai ein hasitroch achra mevina klal shubayrech mehem. And when the person goes and buys an ice cream or he goes swimming, the sitra achra doesn't see that this guy's becoming, he's going religious on me. This guy who the sitra achra was trying to drown in bad thoughts, if the guy tries to jump into the Beis Medrash, then the sitra achra says, hey, look what this guy's doing. He goes after him even stronger. But if the guy goes to do mili d'shtusa, something else, the sitra achra doesn't realize that he's doing any, you know, that he's trying to go religious on him. Me'achar she'oisek b'mili d'shtusa. Since he's not involved in ruchnius, he's doing mili d'shtusa. V'ze b'chinas vayignoiv. That's why the Torah uses this term vayignoiv about Yaakov Avinu, ad b'li higidloi, to the point where he didn't tell Lavan. No, Lavan couldn't tell that he was running away from him. What do you mean? What, he can see? Can he see? No. He saw him going from here to there. He saw him going from one garbage can to a lesser garbage, to a different garbage. So the Yetzirah didn't get nervous or anything. Aval achar kach. Now, a person would say, what kind of nonsense? You know, fool the Sidra. We're talking about an angel here, right? We have this in Halacha. We have this all over the Gemara and Halacha, that there's a custom to blow shofar throughout the month of Elul, every single day, except on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why? Kedei la'arvev es ha-satan, in order to confuse the satan. In addition, we do Birkas HaChodesh. Every single month, we announce the new moon, right? The Shabbos before, we declare that then follow, except Tishrei. Tishrei, there's no Birkas HaChodesh. Why? What do you mean, Larissa? He don't have a calendar. He don't have a blackberry or a greenberry to know what day it is and what week it is and when Rosh Chodesh is. The answer is there is such a concept. The Torah teaches us that there are ways to play with the Satan. There are ways to play his game, to be able to know. And here, Rav Nosson Zal tells us that this is one of the ways sometimes when a person is under heavy artillery by the Yetzirah and he wants to get out, he wants to disengage, he needs to know the rules. He needs to know how to do it. Aval achar kach, roitza ha-sitra achor lezgaber oid v'lir devachar b'chinas Yaakov. However, unfortunately, afterwards, when the sitra achor sees that he escaped, He wants to go after him even stronger. Shul b'chinas vayirodoy v'achrav hanemar shum. As it says there, that after a couple of days, Lavan realized what was going on, and then he took off after Yaakov. V'oz Hashem yisborach oimei be'ezroi. And then Hashem stands up to protect Yaakov. Umazires b'chinas Lavan, and he warns Lavan, he shomer lecha midaber em Yaakov mitoy vadra. Watch your step, buddy. Watch what you say to Yaakov. Watch anything good you say to him or anything bad you say to him. The Gemara says, "Ki toivosan shel rishoim rohi etzel tzadikim." What do you mean? What, if I want to say something good to him, I can't? Yes, don't, because your good is bad for him. Haynu shashem yisporach marachim olav, meaning that Hashem takes pity on this Jew who's trying to run away from his yetzahara. Me'achar shekvar soval kol kach, because the person has already suffered so much. V'hu mazhir ha-sitrachra, Hashem warns the sitrachra, she'yasuru mimenu, back off. V'lo yedabru imoy mitav adra, don't talk to him, leave him alone. V'zeu b'chinas asiyas hagal, she'omar Yaakov lechva, and this is that barrier, that matseva that Yaakov Avinu set up, that he said to his kids, liktu avonim, gather stones, v'yasu gal, and make this barrier. Ze b'chinas ma she'shamati mipi Admor Zal, Rav Nosson Zal says, this is what I once heard from Rabbeinu Zal, she'kol ma she'odom menatek atzmoi, mimachshovois rois l'machshovois toivois, that the more that a person disengages, he separates himself from bad thoughts to good thoughts, v'chol ha'atoka, every tiny move, every drop of effort that the person makes to get away from the Yetzirah, to run away, to escape, to go towards good, hakoil miskabetz be'es hatzora v'hadoichek, all of those efforts gather together when that person's in trouble, when that person has a real emergency, and it forms a powerful punch to protect the person from his from whatever emergency he has to deal with. Meaning, as a person is engaging in battling the Yetzirah, and he wins some and he loses some, and he tries this and he tries, all of those trying, try here a little, there a little, all of those efforts, Hashem scotch tapes them together, and they form an iron fist, which when the person really needs help, that iron fist comes to help the person. Kemavura b'dvorav zal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in the second half of Likut Imran, chapter 48. V'ze b'chinas liktu avonim, and this is what the Pasuk says, that Yaakov Avinu said to his family, gather up stones. B'chinas avnei koidish, this refers to holy stones, Shehem b'chinas hanitzutzois hakdoshim hamizbararim alidei kol hazoza utnua mashemenatken atzma mira letoiv. Those stones are the holy sparks which the person, every time the person makes an effort, even the smallest effort, to try to get away from the Yetzirah, he's rescuing sparks, another spark, another spark. And those sparks are referred to as these avnei kodesh. Ki mitzutzois hakdoshim shenoflu hein bebechinas tishtapechna avnei kodesh ki yodua. Because we know the Zohar HaKodesh and the Arizal tell us that when we speak about holy sparks that have fallen into the hands of the Sitrachra, that's what's referred to in the Pasuk in Eicha when it says tishtapechna avnei kodesh b'roish kol chutzois, that there are holy stones that were strewn about in the streets, in the yards. That refers to these holy sparks. So we see that the stones are referred to as these holy sparks. Ubiruram, and sorting them out, rescuing them, hu bebechinas liktu avonim, is what Yaakov Avinu was referring to when he said, gather up those stones. Ve'ikar biruram valiosam, hualidei shmiras hamachshava. And as we said before, one of the most important ways that a Jew is zeicha to gather up those sparks is the battle of the brain, meaning when the person fights to try to stay away from bad thoughts, and keep his brain in good. Al yidei shemenatek machshavtoi b'chol pam mira l'toiv. By disengaging his brain, every time, whenever he sees his brain went into the wrong place, out. V'afal pi sheyesh lo adam yisurim gedoyle mizeh. And even though the person is suffering from this, it's making him sick. V'nidmeloi shekvar kosheloi lamoid kenegdom. And it seems to him like I can't do this anymore. It's driving me nuts. Machma shezeh yomim rabim sheyesh lo yisurim mehem. Because this is going on for such a long time that I'm suffering from this. V'adayin loy nishkat mehem. And it doesn't stop. Aval tzorich leida ki ein shum tenua toivo ne'evedes. The person needs to know that there isn't a single drop of effort that a person puts into this that goes lost. Hashem sees every drop of effort that you're putting into it.